Good evening. You're watching Public Media M1's English language news broadcast, Hungary Reports. I'm Steffi Derry. 26 Hungarians were rescued from the war-struck Yemen, Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade Péter Szijjártó announced on Sunday. Six Hungarians still have to be evacuated from Yemen. The 26 Hungarians are on the way to Khartoum, the capital of Sudan, he said. A total of 36 Hungarians were staying in Yemen's affected areas when the fights broke out, and four of them were evacuated before Easter.
Today, 26 members of eight Hungarian families have been rescued from Yemen with the help of an aircraft belonging to the International Organization for Migration. They are all fine. They landed in Djibouti to get some fuel, and soon they will arrive to Khartoum, which is the destination of this evacuation operation.
The minister added that from the Sudanese city, Hungarians will get home with the help of the Hungarian consular services. Those six who are still in Yemen will leave the country on Monday on a plane of the International Organization for Migration. Without sufficient water supply, there will be no sustainable development and peace in the world, President Janos Eder said at the opening of the 7th World Water Forum in Daegu, South Korea, on Sunday. Mankind has upset the balance of the earth, Eder said, adding that in 10 years' time, 2 billion people would face shortage of water globally.
Traditional South Korean drummers. This is how the opening ceremony started at the World Water Forum in the city of Daegu. Then the South Korean host, the president, greeted the participants, among them the Hungarian, the Turkmenian, the Tajik, and the Ethiopian president, and the Moroccan prime minister, the secretary general of the OECD, and the deputy secretary general of the United Nations. President Janos Eder, in his opening speech, said that when we are talking about water, in fact, we are talking about our common lives and future. He said mankind has upset the balance of Earth so that we are warned by nature day by day. Without water, there is no life. Without water, there is no human civilization. And we could add to this message that without sufficient water supply, there will be no sustainable development and peace in the world, said President Janos Eder. The World Water Forum is being organized since 1997. It takes place every 3 years. The event focuses on the challenges of the climate change and its effect on the Earth's water supplies. The shortage and water purity issues require increased international cooperation, experts say. Benedito Braga, the president of the World Water Council, spoke about the problem that soon a major challenge for mankind will be to obtain adequate quality and quantity of water. According to the World Economic Forum, this year's report, the largest threats are not wars or weapons or mass destruction, but simply water crisis. Participants of the World Water Forum therefore agreed on a global cooperation on water management issues.
The president of the World Jewish Congress arrived to Budapest to participate in the March of the Living. He warned people that anti-Semitism is spreading all over the world. Ronald S. Lauder believes that events like the March of the Living are crucial.
A typical Jewish instrument, the so-called shofar, was the sign at the beginning of the memorial walk. The crowd went through the Barczyzielinski Road all the way to the Andrássy Avenue from the Great Synagogue until they arrived to the 56er Square in Budapest. There were many who participate in the March of the Living for years now. This is my duty to be here. My conscience also dictates it. As long as I am able to come and march, I'll be here, said this participant. Many came with their families so that children can also get acquainted with this part of the history. The March of the Living is organized every year to remember the victims of the Holocaust and to warn everyone that such terror should never happen again. We try to remember to things happened 70 years ago. We want to make sure that they will never happen again. We have an exhibition of the vegans. It could be seen at 60 cities so far, said the member of the March of the Living Foundation. The head of the Hungarian Federation of Jewish Communities said the March of the Living would be held for the 13th time in Budapest. The event attracted 40 to 50,000 people in recent years. It became one of the most important social events in the country. We believe this is a very important event for Hungary every year. Jews and non-Jews are here together under the general human values, which are important to all of us, said András Heisler. He added that the fact that the president of the World Jewish Congress arrived to Budapest means that he cares about the Hungarian Jews, which is the last large Jewish community in Central Eastern Europe. Ronald S. Loder said the March of the Living needs to be held all the more because anti-Semitism is spreading all over the world.
Today, we must look and see why and what is happening and what we can do to change this.
On the March of the Living, people not only remembered the victims of the Holocaust, but also commemorated the 70th anniversary of the end of the Second World War.
The Memorial Day for the Hungarian victims of the Holocaust will be on April 16th. That was the day in 1944 when the Hungarian authorities started to send Jewish people into ghettos. To observe the day, an event was organized in the House of Terror Museum in Budapest. Director Maria Schmidt said April 16 was frightening station of the Triumph March of Evil in Hungary. The Minister for Human Resources, Zoltán Balogh, said a country cannot be built on hatred. Remembering helps preventing the horrors to happen again, he added.
How can we remember so that it cleans us, our minds, our hearts? How can we remember so that it gives us strength? Strength to say that we will do everything never to let these horrors happen ever, ever again.
The deportations of the Hungarians from Czechoslovakia started 68 years ago. Hungarian families were put on trains, leaving behind their homes and lives. They were transported to Hungary. On today's commemoration, it was mentioned that since the regime change, there was little progress in the area of minority rights.
The first train carrying deported Slovakia Hungarians to Hungary started on April 12, 1974. About 80,000 people were forced to leave their homes, their lands, everything they owned. On the Memorial Day, Ferenc Lukács, who was one of the deported ones, said they were given the so-called white notes. That's when they know that they have to leave. The Hungarian parliament decided in 2012 that April 12th should be the Memorial Day for the deported Slovakia Hungarians. Gergely Gulyás, deputy speaker of the parliament, said to preserve the Hungarian nation, it is necessary to work together. Despite deportations, oppression, collective denationalization, the language laws, and the banned dual citizenship, there is still a Hungarian community in Slovakia. This in itself is a gift that gives us strength to keep fighting together. Knowing all this, if we fail to work together to support the Hungarian community, we would be unfaithful to the memory of the 100,000 deported Hungarians, said Gergely Gulyás. The Memorial Day ended with a gala in the House of the Hungarian Nation in Budapest.
The Slovakia-Hungarian community, similarly to the Jewish and German communities, expects the Slovakian state to give them moral recompense for the collective guilt put upon them and for being deported from their homes, said the Speaker of the Hungarian Parliament in Komárom on the Memorial Day of the victims of Slovakia deportations. László Kövér added that without mutual reconciliation, the mistrustfulness lives on that hinders every effort of goodwill. He also said it is very important that Hungarians must not be secondary citizens in Slovakia.
The collective right of the Hungarian community in Slovakia to maintain its identity must be acknowledged. They must not be secondary citizens, and they should get the same respect and rights the members of the majority do.
So that's all for tonight. Don't forget that we'll be back every night around this time. Thanks for watching. From me and all the team here, good night.